Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. This week, we are talking about ways to learn. And, you know, our name is Magical Learning. We're very passionate about learning. And learning doesn't just have to be in the field that you're good at. I think as times are going on and we're becoming more adaptable, learning about different things is always going to give you metaphors and maybe actual skills to help in your current employment. So this lesson's for people that want to become better learners but don't know how. This is a great episode for you. And as always, everybody, have a magical week. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast. This is our first one we're recording back since 2024 has started. So very exciting. Before we get into what I've been up to and what Kanika has been up to, who's also here today, let's see how you've been. So, Danette, how we didn't record since the end of November 2023, and we are now recording in the second week of Jan or third week. So, tell me what's been going on for your December. How was that?
So, December started off well because my book got launched on the 28th of November, The Adaptable Leader, just putting a plug there. So that was awesome. Graham went to Canada. And I went to a lovely conference in Manly, which was awesome. Have spent quite a bit of time at home with the chickens, the guinea fowls. We now have two baby guinea fowls and they're growing up very rapidly. And my New Year's started off awesome because I went to bed early, New Year's Eve, and then spent the early morning going for a walk and doing some writing and stuff. And then at lunchtime, I was reheating some food and noticed a brown snake heading into our pantry. So this week's been awesome because I have not sighted the brown snake. So we had a snake catcher come out, couldn't find it. We blocked up a few holes. So hoping that won't sight it inside again. But other than that, having a really great January, learning heaps, which very grateful for. So perfect for today's topic. So Jez and Kanika, tell us about your trip.
Yeah, well, let's also properly introduce Kanika. So Kanika, yes. Hello, how are you? How was your December time?
My December was really good. I got to spend it with my, my first family back in Mumbai, and it was really nice because I haven't seen them in nearly 2 years and I haven't been around for any kind of holiday season also in like for the first time. This was the first kind of any kind of holiday season that I went back for since I've moved here. So it was really nice. The trip was very relaxing, full of lots of food and chats and just catching up with people more than anything else. Yeah, I had a lovely time and I ate a lot of really good food.
Yes, and I would second that. I did also eat a lot of good food. And we got some really cool clothes and had a great time. And for people wondering, we're in Mumbai and it was sort of about 31 to 25 degrees every day. And it didn't rain even once while we were there, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. Winter there. So it usually only rains kind of through the monsoon.
Yeah. So also, if you hear any weird movement of the mic, it's just because Kanika and I are sharing a mic today, everybody that's listening. So I hope you've been enjoying also the Adapt with Danette FM podcast. That obviously is the companion to the book that Danette was just talking about. And, you know, being adaptable means you need to be good at learning. And so that's why today we're going to be talking about how to learn better. That's a segue. That's what we call that. So I picked this topic because I think it's something that Magical Learning is very passionate about, is about learning and staying ahead of things. So I think let's just dive right into it. And I might start with you, Kanika. What can people do to learn more in life?
I think what people can do to learn more in life is just like kind of be open-minded. Like you never know what could happen to you where you'll pick something up that might be useful. And I'm not just like talking about like actively learning through like books or videos or podcasts or whatever. It can be interactions with strangers. It can be an anecdote, like the person you're buying your fruit and veg from like shares with you. It can be you just like observing a bird for 3 days and realizing that bird is doing something you would have never thought possible. I don't know. But I just think there's like, I don't know, just have an open mind like you can literally learn from, this is like kind of cheesy, but like life, essentially. It's not always about like actively putting yourself in situations for like absorbing information.
Great answer. Great answer. And Danette, same question to you. What can people do to learn more in life?
I love Kanika's answer and totally agree with it. We can learn anywhere. I wrote a couple of things. So one of the things we can do is reflect/journal. So having experienced something, actually taking the time to journal about it, because often when we write it down, other things come up from our subconscious, which we can then make connections with other ideas and stuff like that. I watched a great Netflix show last night. Jonah Hill interviewed his psychologist or psychiatrist. It's called Stutz. And it was really interesting in terms of how he was trying to help Jonah Hill understand his subconscious and really learning this guy's process, because he was in his 70s, he had Parkinson's, but had these great little cards and ideas about how to help you learn more about yourself. And one of the things he talked about was the power of writing down stuff in order to be able to reflect and learn about ourselves. So I thought that was really interesting. Something that I really believe in is that seeing everything that happens to you is happening for you. So what can I learn from this situation, even if it feels like rubbish? There's always something to learn from it. So I think that's another good one. And there's a great book called 10X is Easier Than 2X, and it's by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And in it, they talk about writing down three things every day that wins for you. So it could be a conversation, like Kanika said. It could be something you learnt in a book. And then looking backwards. So anytime you feel like, oh, I'm not really moving forward in that, looking at those little wins and what you've learnt from them, because that's a really lovely way of seeing the growth in yourself every day. And I really like that. I bought a planner this year and I've been writing down three things every day based on that. For example, yesterday I watched Tim Ferriss learn to play drums in 5 days and then perform live on stage with Foreigner, which is a huge act. So just watching him go through the discomfort of that was incredible. Highly recommend that particular video from Tim Ferriss. So they're some of my ideas.
Nice one. Nice one. Yeah. I think there's so many interesting ways to learn. I also think that one thing for me that's been important about learning is that learning doesn't have to be boring. You know, that's really important to remember, because sometimes when you think of me specifically, but sometimes when I think of learning, I think of a textbook, I think of going through it and just, you know, it being quite grating. But I think we all know the difference between looking at a biology textbook and then watching Planet Earth with David Attenborough, where you're getting similar facts, but you know, one is entertaining and one is not. There are ways, and entertaining can be different things for different people. So find what works for you, I think, is also important. All right. Well, Danette, I might start with you for this question. What are some areas that people may not think to acquire knowledge in that has helped you?
So first one I'd say is communication skills. So I obviously teach a lot of communication skills, and I'll often ask a class, how many of you think communication is really important in what you do? And they all put their hands up. And then I go, how many of you invested time in learning new ways and better ways to communicate? And the hands all go down. And so I think a lot of people assume that because they communicate each day that they're going to get better. And yet we're learning more in the brain science about how the brain works and how we can communicate way more effectively. And it's often not going into lots of detail. It's making things that are really abstract, like a word like leadership is abstract, and making it concrete. So what does good leadership actually look like for you? And it could be, you know, that I'm inspiring and helping my people to bring out their best potential, but actually making it something way more granular is just a simple way of improving our communication. I think also emotional intelligence is an area that if people are uncomfortable with their emotions, they'll often shy away from learning more about them, but actually they give us a whole stack of data to help us be better. And there's a stat from the Center of Creative Leadership that says that 75% of careers derail due to emotional intelligence issues. So that's 3 out of every 4 people. So I reckon that's probably a really good area to invest a little bit of time in. The one that I really love, like obviously leadership's important, but the one that I really love is learning to ask better questions, because I think to Kanika's point originally, we often learn if we will listen to others and even listening to ourselves by asking really good questions. So I think working on our questioning skill could be something that can help us learn better as well. So there's some of mine, Des.
I think that's all really good. I think communication, especially, and I mean, all of them are very important, but communication is one that you don't think of working on that much, but you are right. You have to use it every single day. So it's important skills. Kanika, what are some areas that people may not think to acquire knowledge in that have helped you?
I feel like Danette has said all the important businessy work stuff. I mean, so I'm going to say something a little bit left field, a little bit more fun. Learn how to cook something that'll impress anyone. Food is the way to most people's hearts, you know, or souls or whatever. So just like have a few star dishes that you can really pull out. And also it's like good for anything. Like it's good for you. Like, I don't know. I just find that like it's a really good way to commune with people. You know, and obviously I come from like a culture where food is the epicenter of everything. So it's very, I think that's always something like it's a good thing to learn it. And beyond just like feeding people, it's knowing like it's about sustenance. It's about care. It's about looking after people. You know, there's so much more to food than just eating. So I think like learning about that. I also think learning about cultures that are not your own. These are all just like things that I think people should know in general to just be better people and not necessarily only in sort of like a business work space. But yeah, learn how to cook a couple of really good meals. Learn about different cultures. What else? I don't know, learn about nature a little bit. Like a good fact is always fun. It's always a really good icebreaker to make a conversation with someone. But yeah, I feel like my learning personally, I don't really limit it to anything. I just consume what I find interesting. At the moment, something I'm really, really enjoying learning about is like etymologies and where words come from and the meaning of them and the cultural context and how they shift and evolve to what they mean today. And yeah, I guess this also feeds into overall like your understanding of language, which I think feeds into being able to ask better questions, communicate better, understand people better, understand cultures better even, and not just people. So it's kind of like, I guess, this is my just like holistic general approach to life of getting into things you find interesting.
Good answers. Good answers. I was thinking another thing that I did a little bit while I was in India as well was I think going back and looking at older versions of things you like is important, because it's fascinating how it kind of has reemerged now. I'll just give 2 quick examples. One is that I'm someone who knows or has watched a lot of comedy from many eras. And I've noticed one thing that does happen on TikTok at the moment, and it's quite popular, is that people that are younger just steal jokes that were written in the 1970s and 80s that most people would have never heard of. And then they just repost that. They don't change a single thing about it. And it does very well because some of that stuff is still relevant and still interesting. But, you know, as someone who has watched a lot of comedy, I see it and I go, okay, this is just, they're just repurposing something. But also there can be some interesting creativity in old things. Like if you look at animation when it originally started, I was watching some of the original Mickey Mouse cartoons from the, you know, 40s. And if you compare it to today's animation, there's so much more work that went into it, and there's a whole different flavor to it as an animation, because nowadays it's all done on computers, so all the characters are pre-made. But back in the day, because they were doing each frame, each character could be distorted and stretched and pulled around because each drawing was individual. So you can take away different things from each, which I think is kind of cool. All right. Well, Kanika, I'll stay with you here. What is something that you love about learning?
I guess everything. I feel like when I was a kid, I guess this is my origin story to enjoying learning. When I was a kid, there was like always this fantasy that I'm going to go on like a magical quest someday. And, you know, there's going to be lots of random problems that have nothing to do with my everyday human life that would affect me. So I thought the more I know about random things in life and the more that I just like learn about anything, it's like, who knows when I'm ever going to be in a forest and suddenly I have like all this knowledge of things that I absolutely don't need to know anything about. So I guess like it kind of started as a base of what if I'm accidentally going on a quest one day and I need to know a little bit of everything that's happening in the world or anything that might befall me on this imaginary quest that I have not yet gone on. So I guess that's where like my curiosity and learning and want to learn comes from. Yeah.
Nice. Very good.
Very unserious.
That's very good. Love that. Danette, what's something you love about learning?
Oh, I love so many things about learning, and clearly that's why we have magical learning. So for me, the growth, and I love Kanika's quest because there's a lot of stuff I learn that has nothing to do with work, and yet it's just enjoyable. So I think that whole, it gives me new opportunities to look at different things, whether it's work, whether it's personal stuff, with different lenses, because I'm learning from different sources, etc., and just learning myself as I go along. The other big one for me is that every time I learn something, I feel more alive because I'm using my body to learn stuff. And for me, I love to share what I know because I hope it helps other people learn and grow too. So I think that's part of why it makes me feel so alive, and I feel so blessed that we do things like this podcast each week and we get to learn about whole new topics all the time. It's just the best. And I get to work with people who love learning. I'm not excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also, I think that something that's really good about learning is that it's kind of what Kanika was saying about the quest thing, but so often random things will come up that you now know a random fact, you know. It's always nice to be in that position. All right, well, just before we go, Danette, any final thoughts on how to learn better and today's conversation?
So I really like the idea of everything that happens to us, whether it's work or personal, is happening for us. So there's areas to explore every single time. And I read a great thing in Adam Grant's latest book, which is going in a book review that I'm about to do as well. But it was about if you're experiencing imposter syndrome, often that's actually your hidden potential. So if a few people have said you're really good at this, pay attention, because they're actually probably seeing your hidden potential before you. And I reckon if we all bring a bit of our hidden potential more out into the world, we'll all be happier. And the world will be a better place. So for me, keep learning. You never know what you'll find.
Awesome. Thank you, Danette. And thanks for being on the episode, the first one we're recording back this year. Always
my
good.
Pleasure, Jez.
Kanika, any final thoughts on how to learn better and today's conversation?
I'd say read fiction. There was like a study that came out recently that said people who read fiction are more empathetic than people who don't. Or compared to people that only consume nonfiction and just in general. And again, like I said, through fiction, you can learn so many things. Like if you're reading even something as silly as like a crime romance or whatever, and someone's like a carpenter, but someone's like, I don't know, a cobbler. This is just so random. But like, there's so much you can still learn from these situations, you know? Yeah, I don't know. They just keep an open mind, read fiction. This is how people, I think, can learn better. Other than besides the obvious stuff, like ask better questions and stuff like that. I also just want to, for one minute, just like go back to Danette's original point of journaling. Very, very important. I have been journaling now at this stage for nearly 20 years. So I started when I was 10, and I still have things that I wrote when I was 10, and I can now read it as an almost 30-year-old, and I get to see myself through different stages of my life, which is strange and exciting and sometimes really embarrassing, but good to learn.
Awesome. Thank you, Kanika, and great insights today, and thanks for being on the first episode of this year's recording sessions of the Magical Learning Podcast. I want to thank everybody that's been listening and enjoying the podcast. I hope you enjoyed our one that we recorded last year for the first episode of this year about good habits and bad habits. But as always, keep listening. If you want to check out the Adapt with Danette FM podcast, you can look at them on this feed, or you can go to the Adapt with Danette FM feed, which is also, as we mentioned, to do with your book, The Adaptable Leader, Danette, which people can go get now. Otherwise, I just want to thank everybody for listening. And as always, everybody, have a magical week.